Hey, friend. Today, my guest is Megan Warren, who is a transformational health and life coach, and she empowers people to live their most healthy and fulfilled lives through a mind and body approach. And she really works with her clients on maximizing energy production and productivity while minimizing stress and burnout, which is something that we see all the time as busy mamas, right? And so Megan is here today to talk to us about breathwork and how we can actually for free transform our health and our stress through the power of breath. So I can't wait to share this conversation with you and hope that it is helpful and blesses you. Welcome to the Happily Hormonal Podcast. Now, if you're a little iffy on whether or not the word hormonal is a good one, you're in the right place. My name is Leisha Drews, registered nurse and functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner turned holistic hormone coach. And after going through my own hormone journey and having my three babies, I actually believe that our hormones are one of the greatest gifts that we've been given as women, and that no matter what you've been told, it's possible for you to have thriving energy, good periods, and a stable mood all month long. And I am here to show you the way. I think it's time to change the narrative around words like hormones and hormonal and start to reclaim the power that we truly have as women, which is the power to change not only our own health, but the health of all of our family for generations to come. Hormone balance doesn't have to feel hard. It can actually feel simple and fun when we do it in a way that aligns with how our bodies were made. If you're ready to start trusting your body again and feeling really good in that beautiful body that you've been given, then grab yourself a yummy drink and maybe a snack and let's do this. Today on the podcast, we are going to be talking about breath work and how to know if your breathing is functional or dysfunctional. And if it's dysfunctional, how to fix it. So I have Megan Warren here, who is a friend of mine, and she is getting certified in breath work. And I cannot wait to dive into this with her.
Hello. So happy to be here.
So I would really love to start, Megan, with just talking about, like, first of all, what is breath work? Because I know it's like kind of a trendy term, but honestly, I think there's, I'm sure, right and wrong ways to do it. And then, like, why do we need it? Let's start there.
Yeah. So there's two answers to that. So the first, to answer your first question, what is breath work? It's being conscious. So being intentionally aware of how you're breathing and changing the pace of your breath. And to answer the second part of that, why is it important to do? Automatically, we naturally breathe.
Right.
Right. Like, so you and I are doing that. And as you and I know, this is our autonomic nervous system that turns on. And same with like our heart rate, we breathe. And a lot of times we are unconscious of our breath. And so breath work is looking at, you know, how can I start to change the pace of my breathing? How can I start to be more intentional that I'm breathing correctly? Because most people, 90% of people are breathing improperly. And the importance of that is it opens up your body more, for one. You know, like if we're hunched over, if we have poor posture, you're not going to have proper breathing. It also, you know, if you have improper breathing, you are more likely to suffer from anxiety. And so, you know, if you're doing breath work, it helps to open up the body. It helps to clear emotion. So a lot of us are not, we're not releasing emotions that we feel, because a lot of times I think we're not okay to feel the emotions that we feel, anger, sadness, grief, things like that, that every human goes through. And a breath work is a really good tool to help you feel what you're feeling and release the emotion in a healthy way without even trying to understand it or analyze what's going on, just like letting it move throughout the body. That's been the most impactful for me, at least. Like I have released a lot of emotion through breath work, and not to scare anyone off, but breath work can also be really simple. And I would love to give a tool later to show you how can I start to incorporate breath work in my day to get more clear and focused, to feel better, and to work on a stress management tool.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm curious, how do we know if we need breath work? Like, how do we know if we're breathing dysfunctionally versus functionally? And I know that there's a lot of health conditions linked to breathing dysfunctionally.
Yeah. So the first thing is just tune in. Like, if you're listening to the podcast and you're not driving, you're not by water, or yeah, you're able to just sit, you're able to sit or lay down. Just notice how you're breathing right now. And if you are driving, just notice how you're breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Are you breathing from the chest or the belly? Most people are breathing from the chest. Are you breathing slow or fast pace? And how long is your breath, like your inhalation and your exhalation? If it's really fast and rapid, like,
yeah,
that's improper breathing. And also, if you're breathing in through the mouth, that's considered improper breathing. And if you're breathing in through the nose, that's considered proper breathing with, you know, with resting. If you're exercising, there's something that can do to look at, you know, what are the stages? Because really nasal breathing as you're exercising is really beneficial for the body. But of course, if you're running, like you're going to have to open your mouth and breathe. Yeah. So there's some ways around that with, you know, am I functionally breathing as I'm running with my mouth open? Yes. Is my chest going to move a little faster? Yes. But can I also open up my diaphragm? Yes. So just to summarize that, slow, low, in through the nose.
Okay. And that's functional breathing.
That's right. Yeah.
So if you're not breathing functionally, what are some of the reasons for that usually?
That's a great question. So if you're not breathing functionally, usually, like I said, it's unconscious. You have no idea. And so I think really it has to do with you just automatically, when you breathe in, poor posture can make you not breathe properly. So like you're going to, if you're hunched over, you're going to breathe through the chest and not the belly because you use a lot of your diaphragm to breathe. And a lot of times we don't think about that. We don't even know about that. We associate our lungs with breathing, not our diaphragm. And so that can be one reason, but a lot of it is, it has to do with the state that you're in. If you are really stressed out, you're going to have more short, shallow breaths because unconsciously your body gets the signal that you're in danger and there's a threat. And so when the body has the signal that you're in danger and there's a threat around you, it knows to get blood circulating fast. It moves, you know, the blood away from your digestive tract and into your arms and your legs, and your breathing gets to be faster so that you can run from a perceived threat. And so, yeah, that's one of the reasons why we're just in a world where there's a lot of stress around us and we're not properly managing that stress. So our breath gets the short end of the stick, mm-hmm. and so do our bodies.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew that there was a link between stress and breathing that way. And that's like a kind of an automatic response. But like you just said, it was made for an actual emergency and not for like every single day of the week for us to be breathing more shallowly and not getting those like deep belly breaths. And so I know, just as a like someone who has done some minor breath work and like just realized like when I'm breathing into my belly, like I feel this sense of calm in my body. So I would love for you to tell us a little bit more of like the physiology behind that, or like how that actually changes when you're starting to breathe more functionally, breathing into your belly. Like, what does that do to our stress hormones or our vagus nerve? Like, I'm sure there's a lot there.
Yeah. So when you're conscious, and if everyone is conscious of their breath now, you can practice this as you're listening to the podcast and just notice how you start to feel. But when you start to breathe low from the belly, imagine your diaphragms expanding when you inhale. That turns on your parasympathetic state. And so that right there tells the body, it sends a signal to the body that you're safe. And so also what happens is you're changing your gas levels in your body. So the ratio between carbon dioxide and oxygen changes. And, you know, if you have low carbon dioxide capacity, you're more likely going to be an anxious person. You're more than likely going to have an out of the blue panic attack. Anxiety, you know, is going to be something that you probably suffer from. And, you know, that, so the gases is really important to look at, because a lot of times we only think of oxygen in breathing, and the exchange between the gases is also really important. So when you have a good mixture of these gases, you tap into a balanced pH level. So this also, you know, working on breath work, working on proper breathing throughout your day, alkalines the body which is what we want. Because as you and I both know, an acidic body is an environment for a disease. And so incorporating the breath helps to alkaline the body without making it too alkaline, because we don't want that either. And right. So knowing that, this is what our body naturally does. And when we're using functional breathing, our body's going to fall into balance. You know, that's what it's intended to do. As far as stress hormones, when you are regulating your breath, you're less likely going to be in that stress response state. So you're less likely going to be pumping out excess amount of cortisol levels, which downstream effect will affect your hormone levels. As you guys know on this podcast, I'm sure Alicia talks about that a lot. And so, yeah, it's like the body gets the message that I'm safe. My hormones can be more regulated. My body can feel more relaxed and my breath can feel more full.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that so much. And all of your like talking about acid-base balance and CO2 and oxygen just takes me back to my nursing school days and all of the all the deep dive into that system, because it is actually so complicated, but also just so interesting how our bodies are always fighting to stay at homeostasis. And so that pH in your blood is supposed to be between 7.35 and 7.45, and your carbon dioxide and your oxygen play a big part in that. And so just thinking about like, this is part of regulating not only your pH in your body, but also your nervous system and also your hormones. And it's free, which is a great, like, it's just so great that some of these tools that are so powerful are really something that we can do on our own. They don't cost anything. And I think just realizing too, if you, you know, a couple minutes ago were like, oh, I am breathing into my chest. Oh, I am breathing shallow. Like creating that awareness, I feel like is the first piece, right?
Absolutely. And start to notice like when you get triggered, you know, I work with people, I'm trauma informed. And so when you work with the trigger, like if something happens in your life and you're triggered, if you can stop right there and notice how you're breathing, you probably, a lot of people stop breathing. Or like, say you get into an argument with your spouse or your kids do something that frustrates you, notice how you're breathing. If you can start to tune into that, you can start to have a possibly a better response in the situation. Because when you're focusing in on your breath, it's going to change your state. It's going to allow more mental clarity and for you to be calm rather than reactive.
Hey friend, sorry to interrupt, but I have something new and free for you. So it's going to be worth it. I just created a private pod course that is going to teach you all about how to actually balance your blood sugar for happier hormones and more stable moods and energy. And I'm giving away the first two episodes completely free. All you have to do is sign up and grab those and you will have complete access right away. Your link is in the show notes and I will see you in there.
Okay, so you mentioned earlier that anxiety was something that can be related to dysfunctional breathing. So can you tell us a little bit more about that and how that could be related to like the feelings of anxiety or panic attacks? Like how deep does that go?
Yeah. So just to kind of what I mentioned earlier, like when you are breathing from your chest, you turn on your sympathetic state, which is your fight flight response. So it's been shown, research has shown, and I don't know the exact, you know, who to quote or anything like that, but research has shown that when you are having an anxiety attack or you're dealing with a lot of anxiety in your life, you are breathing from your chest. And 85% of people who suffer from anxiety, it's because of improper breathing. And so what this research has shown is that when you have an out of the blue panic attack, you're wondering like, where did this come from? An hour before you have the attack, they have shown that the CO2 levels change in the body. That means that they did not have a lot of CO2 in the body, which mm-hmm. means they were improperly breathing an hour before the panic attack. So it really wasn't out of the blue. It was actually, right. You know, if you tuned in, like what's making me feel stressed out and I can start to breathe properly, you could have actually prevented that.
Okay. Yeah. So it's like your body is basically working up to it and giving you the signals. But if you don't notice or don't pay attention, then you'll go into almost like that overdrive mode with anxiety, it sounds like, or you could.
Yeah. And a lot of it's unconscious. You know, what are you thinking about? I do a lot of mindset work with people. What are the thoughts that are stimulating the stress response in your body? Like, what are you choosing to believe about yourself, about the situation, about another person? That's going to cause you to feel stressed. It's going to cause your body to be reactive. So it's like a cycle, the mind and the body and the breath, it's all connected. And so that's where, you know, I incorporate the breath in with the mindset work. Cause I'm like, if you can start to slow down, that's something you have control over immediately is how am I breathing? Then I can start to look at what are the thoughts that I'm thinking about and what is the underlying core belief that's supporting those thoughts that are making me feel these emotions that are making me feel stressed. Mm-hmm. And then work on all of it together, like a cycle.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like it's just so common and so easy to just be like, oh, I'm stressed. Like I have to change my situation or have to change something, or I just have to feel this way. And it sounds like it doesn't really have to be quite that black or white. Like there's things that you can do even in the midst of stress. And, you know, one of the biggest things that I focus on all the time is ways that we can create safety in our body. And so breath is one of these like really easy ways to do that. So I'm curious, do you feel like, I know we had talked about this a little bit before, but with the way that you see people breathing now and just like the levels of stress that we have now, where is somewhere easy to start with starting to make changes? It's not even necessarily like a full breathwork routine, but even just like, how do you know where you could start changing? Do you start with the mindset? Do you start with the breath?
So I recommend starting with the breath because everyone can start to do this. And I would go back to how am I breathing? Am I breathing functionally or dysfunctionally? So again, is my breathing low? Is it through my belly or is it chest? Is it in my nose, through my nose or my mouth? Is it slow? Is it fast? So if you start there, having that awareness, that's a really good place to start. The second thing, there's different types of breathing techniques. And so a good place to start, there's two breathing exercises that I won't do these with you. I'll just say them right now that you can start with. It's called sunset breathing, where you breathe in for 3 seconds and you hold for 3 seconds and you exhale for 3 seconds. I'm sorry, okay. Did I say sunset? That's yeah. Sunrise. Rewind. That's sunrise. So what you're doing is that pause in between that you're going to breathe in for 3 seconds, hold for 3 seconds, exhale for 3 seconds. The pause in between is going to start to wake you up. And so when you, you know, when I roll out of bed and I start to, you know, do my routine in the morning, I'll start incorporating that breathing. So I'm more mindful of my breathing. And then before I go to bed, just to wind down, you can do sunset, which is breathing in for 3, exhaling for 3, and then holding for 3.
Okay. So just the difference is where you hold it.
Exactly. Yeah. So you want to hold at the bottom when you're winding down. And then you want to hold in the middle whenever you want to wake up in the morning. And it's a very simple, easy breathing technique. You're not breathing in for a long time. And if you start doing that, even just 1 minute in the morning, 1 minute before you go to bed, that's a really good place to start. And you'll be more mindful of. And then I would say the second thing would be when things in life stress you out, if you can start to turn your attention to your breath right then and there, when you get triggered, then you can start to have a different response. I would say that would be step two.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So for busy mamas who might be listening to this, like myself, I would be curious, like, would you recommend just finding like a certain few times throughout the day to start creating that awareness? And then even like just starting to just do like a few belly breaths, like where do you just start in like a busy, stressful day?
Yeah. So I would find a time that works for you. I would say that first, but what I love to do is habit stack. So like if you do a morning routine, you know, where you get up in the morning, you have some things that you do that are pretty constant. You could attach it to that morning routine so that you can be integrous with making breathwork a priority. I would say that. And then also, you know, where in your day do you get the most stressed out? Is it right before you go pick your kids up from school? Is it right before your husband gets home from work? And, you know, just look to see what, you know, is it at work for you? Like when you arrive at work, if you can start to breathe in that situation, you can start to prime your body to be more relaxed. Just start to look at, where in my day do I get stressed? Can I start to do some breath work before I put myself in that situation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I love that. And I can imagine that the habit stacking, like you said, can be so helpful because you could be doing some other things that could be really helping bring your stress down too. One of my favorites, and I am not certified in any breath work, but one of my favorites is just to lay down on my bed or on the floor and put my feet up on the wall and just feel my, put my hands on my belly and just do, I don't know, 10 to 20 deep breaths. And I feel like that even in itself can just make a really big difference in the way I feel with my stress. And I'm not counting certain lengths of breaths or anything, but that is something that I've implemented more often lately in just like when I feel like my emotions are starting to come up and my stress is starting to come up. That's been really helpful.
Yeah, I love that. And this is actually called resonance breathing. If you like, if you don't want to count your breathing, you don't have to. If it feels more relaxing to breathe in until it feels good and then exhale until it feels good, don't count. Just start to listen and trust your body and listen to what feels natural, what feels good. I do these when I'm on my calls with my clients, and it just helps me be more present with them whenever I'm just naturally following like what feels good.
Okay. Yeah. I love that. And I think that even what you're saying about like trusting your body, that's such a huge piece of what I have been learning to do so much more with myself, but also like that I work on with my clients is really being able to like start to feel what actually feels good in our bodies and what is working for us. And so much of the time when we're really busy and have all the things going on, we've just lost that piece. And it takes a lot of time to like tune back into it, or maybe even not a lot of time, but like it takes intention to tune back into it. So I love having more of these like, okay, we're going to start with breathing in for 3 or breathing in for 5. And you're totally right. You don't always have to count once you get to the place of realizing what feels good. And so I love that there's options like on both sides of that.
Yeah. And that's like so important just to be able to connect to your body. Breath is one of the best tools to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. So tell me a little bit about just like for you, what have you noticed change in your energy? I assume energy, like breath work has to make a big difference in that, but like mood, energy, stress, just with incorporating some of this breath work.
Oh my gosh. All of the above. I mean, oh my gosh, energy majorly different amount of energy and just the way I feel, my outlook. So what this does, you know, when you start to get more mindful of your breathing and just with your everyday breath, you're going to feel more energy with the tasks that might feel depleting and draining because your body, I'm going to say this over and over again, your body gets the signal that it's safe. So if you don't enjoy laundry, I don't enjoy laundry. I just don't like to do that chore. But if I'm breathing in a way that my body's like, feels relaxed, you're going to enjoy laundry more because you're bringing presence into the situation, right? So I would say that for, you know, energy presence, which is major, like especially for busy mamas, like you're so busy, you're so distracted, not intentionally, but you have a lot of moving parts. And so for me, it's really made me more present. Like even when I'm cooking dinner, if I'm bringing breath into chopping vegetables, if I'm bringing breath into cooking and smelling flavors and touching and, you know, just using 5 senses, you actually appreciate what you're cooking. And you, even if you bring the kids and, you know, in the mix and you have them breathe and they'll be more present and more mindful. So that would be the second thing. And then the third thing, really, I would say coming back to those emotions, you know, like not everyday breathing, but actually doing a breath work session. There's a spectrum of doing like really extreme breath work, which I have done, and not as extreme. And either way, what it will do is it allows your body to experience whatever you are feeling and make it okay. And I think that for me, that has been so beneficial because I had no idea I had been suppressing a lot of emotions for a lot of my life until they were released. And I was like, man, I feel lighter. I feel good. I feel like me again. And breath work has been one of the number one tools that has helped me just feel like this calm sense in my body that I really am safe. I feel like my nervous system really didn't understand that until I started doing breath work, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I have high functioning anxiety, meaning I don't ever need to take medication, or I chose never to take medication. Like incorporating breath helps me like really like say, okay, like I am actually in control of my body. I can actually do this with the power of breath. Mm-hmm. And that feels so freeing.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I love a couple things that you said, but I love that you said like bringing breath into something that you don't enjoy. Cause yesterday I was actually just thinking like, okay, how can I enjoy dishes more? Because I feel like I spend a lot of time doing dishes. And I think that just that, again, like that picture of creating safety and telling your body, like, I'm okay while I'm doing this versus mentally telling yourself, like, I wish I wasn't doing this or, you know, anything negative. I think that that could be so encouraging. So I'm definitely going to try that. And I love that you talked about release as well, because I think that, again, it's just so common as women to feel like we have to hold on to everyone's stuff and our own stuff for sure. But we're trying to just kind of like keep everyone afloat, especially as moms. And just especially, I think just as a woman, like generally we're more empathetic and like holding on to other people's whatever it is. And so I love that you say like breathwork is a way that we can release, because not everyone is necessarily going to want to journal. Not everyone is going to want to do mindset work or go to therapy. There's so many ways that we can release. Even you can release through exercise when you're breathing and moving and all of the things. So I love that there's so many different options, and just finding an option that works for you and starting, I think, is one of the most important things.
Yeah. Somebody said this and I'm like, oh my gosh, after a few sessions that I've done, like really intense breathwork sessions, they're like, this was 20 years of therapy in one session. You work through so much, but again, you're not doing the mental work. It's like you're just letting go of what you've been holding on to. And a lot of us have no idea we're holding on to as much stress as we are.
Yeah. Yeah. I imagine that another sign that you're not breathing well could be that tension, like whether you're holding it in your shoulders or your neck or your belly or your chest. Like, I'm sure that so much of that could be released with consistent breathing and just that release. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I would love to do two things. I would love for you to just tell us before we kind of end with some breath work, how can we find you? I know that you have been doing like some monthly breath work sessions. That might be something that people would be interested in hearing about. So I'd love to hear that. And then we'll kind of end with a short breath work session that you can actually do with us.
Yeah. So you can find me on Instagram. I am Megan Warren. You can also email me at megan@forgivingbelly.com. I also have a website, forgivingbelly.com. I'm working on revamping that. So a lot has changed the past year for me, my master method coaching and breath work now, which I'm so grateful for. But yeah, those are the places you can find me. I just started doing a breath work community circle for the reason of building community and helping women and men. There are going to be some men on there, but it's a very safe place for you to unwind and decompress from your day and just give yourself an hour to let go. And so I'm super excited about that community that's happening. And yeah, I also work with people one-on-one. If you want to do more of the deeper integrative work, like mindset work and emotional release and looking at stress management, how can you start to really get to the root of why you're stressed? And more personalized breathwork approaches too.
I love that, because that's one of the biggest things that I am always talking to my clients about is, where are you holding stress? Where is there stress? Because it just causes such an impact on our hormones and our mood and like all of the things. And I think I want to create more awareness around the fact that it's not, while it is very common to feel stressed all the time, it's not normal and you don't have to live there. And we know just there's so much research over and over again that just shows how big of an impact stress has on our body and on aging and on health and on everything. And so, again, I think just having some simple tools and just the awareness that you don't have to stay where you are is just so, so helpful.
Yeah, I totally agree to that. I say this all the time, because my journey really started with nutrition, exercise, and supplements, those three things. And the stress piece was major for me, major, 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 with regulating a lot of my hormones and gut issues. And I just feel I feel better today than I did like in my 20s because of working on all of those pieces. They're all equally important. But I think that a lot of times we just want to put stress under the rug because we're not equipped with the tools to manage it. And I just really am a voice for, I want to make it known that you can manage it. And once you do, and you find the tools that work for you, everything changes in your life. I mean, your quality of relationships improve because you're learning to not be reactive, and you're just really learning, like, that's true self-care also, is mm-hmm. learning, how can I really handle my stress? Because yeah. it's going to come up, it's life.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that so much. Well, I know that you've agreed to do a little breath work with us as we end this recording. So I'm going to be doing it with you, and I'm super excited.
Okay. I love this. So just a reminder, if you are by water or you're driving or standing, try this another time. Come back to the podcast and definitely try this out. And if you're seated or you can find a spot right now, just find a comfortable spot. You can either be on the couch, on the floor, you can lay down. And then I'm going to ask that you close your eyes so that you can just really start to tune into your body and connect to your body. I like to place one hand on my heart, one hand on my belly. You can place two hands on your belly, just wherever feels comfortable. Sometimes even the lower belly feels good. And then when you're ready, just take a breath in and just exhale everything out. And then take a deep breath in through your nose and exhale out the mouth. And you can sigh it out. And we're going to do 5 rounds of that. So inhale in through the nose, exhale out, inhale through the nose, exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale for your 5th one, and then hold at the top. And see if you can tighten your belly muscles, tighten your pelvic floor, see if you can even tighten your shoulder blades together. And then exhale it out with a sigh. Holding at the bottom, relaxing the belly, relaxing your body, telling your body it's safe to relax. And then take a natural breath in, letting it go. And we're going to do 2 more rounds of that. So we're going to take 5 breaths in through the nose, exhale it out, inhale through the nose, exhale out, inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. And on the last one, hold it at the top. So deep inhale. See if you can squeeze your pelvic floor, squeeze your abdominals, squeeze your shoulder blades together. If you feel lightheaded, it's normal. It's okay. And then exhale with a sigh. Hold at the bottom and relax the belly. Relax your body. Find comfort in the discomfort. You're safe. And when you're ready, breathe in. And we're going to do 1 more round just like that. So deep inhale through the nose. Exhale out. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Make sure your belly's expanding on the inhale. Exhale. And last one, deep inhale, deepest breath you've taken all day long. Hold at the top, squeezing your pelvic floor, your abs, your shoulder blades back. You got this. You got it. You're so strong, mama. Exhale it out. Just hold at the bottom. You've been here before. This is safe. How can you let go? How can you let everything drain from your system that you've been holding on to? And when you're ready, you can hold for longer if you want. When you're ready, you can take a deep breath in and open your eyes and just notice how your body feels. Notice how your mind feels. And that took us a minute.
It's amazing that felt longer than a minute for sure.
Did it? Yeah. It might have been. It's about a minute.
I wasn't paying attention. Yeah, I love that.
Good.
And just having that conscious instruction, I feel like is really helpful too.
Yeah. Yeah. And just to tell y'all, it's 5 breaths in. On the 5th breath, you hold at the top and then you exhale and you hold at the bottom. And you just, if you do 3 rounds of those, that can really start to, what this does also is it starts to balance out your parasympathetic and your sympathetic state. And that's what we want. We want a flexible nervous system. We don't want to be stuck in sympathetic, which is where a lot of people are. And we also don't want to be stuck in a parasympathetic state or dorsal state or in freeze mode. We want to have a flexible nervous system. And so being able to use this specific breathwork technique helps you do that.
Okay. I love that. And one thing that I just remembered that I wanted to mention is I heard Megan talk about like before you eat and like as you're cooking, that can be a time to incorporate breath. And then definitely like in the morning when you're waking up and before you go to bed at night, those are times that I notice, especially if you're having any trouble with sleeping or you're having trouble going to sleep or turning your mind off, this is definitely something that could be so helpful in the evenings before you go to bed. But even when she was talking about doing some breathing as you're preparing food and actually smelling your food, that's going to help with your digestion as well. And if you're stuck in this sympathetic nervous system, fight or flight state, and you're not able to switch over into your rest and digest when it's time to eat, you're not going to be digesting your food as well. You're not going to be getting as many of the nutrients. You're not going to have as good of digestive symptoms. And you're also just not going to feel the energy that you could be getting from that food. So I think that it's just really important to realize like maybe there are some very specific times that you can put this into your day that are going to help with specific symptoms that you're having. So I just wanted to mention that before we wrap up. Okay. Well, thank you so much for doing this with us, Megan. And I hope that everyone has been able to like stop and do this breath work. And if not, it feels so good. So take the time to push pause now and come back to this a little bit later, maybe before bed tonight or when you're having a little bit of time to relax. Because again, like this is a simple tool that if you actually take advantage of it, can make a huge, huge difference in your health. So thank you so much, Megan.
And I just want to say one thing. If you are making excuses not to do this because you're too busy, that's a big red flag that you need it even more. So make sure that you're doing that.
All right.
And I love you guys.
All right. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Thank you so much for spending your time with me today, for listening, and I hope that you were encouraged and learned something new. If you enjoyed this podcast, would you be willing to share it with a friend and to leave us a review? I believe that every woman deserves to understand her body and feel great in it, and you can help me in this mission by sharing the podcast. If you're also feeling like you're ready for the next step and you're really ready to dive in your hormone journey, my course, Nourish Your Hormones, is created specifically for you. It's a step-by-step blueprint to increase your metabolism, restore energy, and have better periods and mood every single month. I would love to connect with you, so come over and join me on my Instagram page, @LeishaDrews, and send me a message if you have questions or just want to tell me something that you enjoyed about this episode. I can't wait to meet you.